I'm Laurel Bowman. Israel bombards the overcrowded Gaza city of Rafah as talks resume in Cairo, Egypt, aimed at agreeing to the terms of a truce with Hamas. Meantime, the U.S. has paused a shipment of bombs to Israel over concerns that it would launch a full-scale assault on Rafah. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
According to an administration official, the shipment was supposed to consist of 1,800 2,000-pound bombs and 1,700 500-pound bombs, with the focus of U.S. concern being the larger explosives and how they could be used in a dense urban setting. More than 1 million civilians are sheltering in Rafah after evacuating other parts of Gaza amid Israel's war and Hamas, which came after the militant group's deadly attack on Israel on October 7th. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
TikTok and its Chinese parent company ByteDance said they filed suit in U.S. federal court seeking to block a law signed by President Joe Biden that would force the divestiture of the short video app used by 170 million Americans or ban its use, Reuters' Diane To reports.
The administration has said its aim is not to ban the app, but to see Chinese-based ownership ended on national security grounds. The White House and Justice Department declined to comment on the lawsuit. In the court filing, the company said the sale is simply not possible, not commercially, not technologically, not legally. They said moving the TikTok source code to the U.S. would take years for an entirely new set of engineers to gain sufficient familiarity, adding that the Chinese government has made clear that it would not permit a divestment of the recommendation engine that is a key to the success of TikTok in the United States.
That was Reuters' Diane To. And the Olympic flame arrives in France ahead of the Paris Games. This is VOA News. Researchers have been trying to evacuate people